For years, Democratic Senator Barack Obama has identified himself as a strong supporter of Israel. Lately, he's been facing questions about his connections to people who are not, most recently in last night's debate with Hillary Clinton in Cleveland. As NPR's David Wellner reports, there are questions about whether the Clinton campaign might be stoking doubts about where Obama really stands on Israel.
Many voters have never seen the messages being circulated that suggest, among other things, that Senator Obama is actually a Muslim rather than the Christian he says he's always been. But such rumors and innuendo are all too familiar to one segment of the electorate.
We've seen a consistent flow of emails and questions and discussion in the community.
As public policy director for the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations, Nathan Diamond says he's constantly fielding questions from members of the Jewish community who've seen emails or blogs that question Obama's support for Israel. Diamond says a pattern has emerged in the targeting of these messages.
It's hard to see evidence of orchestration, although we have seen that they seem to move around to communities as the primary calendar progresses. In other words, there were a lot of emails going around communities in Super Tuesday states before Super Tuesday. You know, now they're in Ohio. So they seem to follow the campaign calendar.
But does that mean they're coming from a rival campaign? Brian Williams of NBC News asked Hillary Clinton in last night's MSNBC debate about a photograph of Barack Obama in a Somali costume that appeared Monday in the Drudge Report.
Matt Drudge on his website said it came from a source inside the Clinton campaign. Can you say unequivocally here tonight it did not?
Well, so far as I know, it did not. And I certainly know nothing about it and have made clear that that's not the kind of behavior that I condone or expect from the people working in my campaign. But we have no evidence where it came from.
Still, shortly after last night's debate ended, a Clinton spokesman did email reporters to remind them Obama did not mention Israel when asked during the first campaign debate last April to name America's three most important allies. The questioning of Obama on Israel comes from other quarters as well. Ed Lasky has written a series of stories questioning the sincerity of Obama's stance on Israel for the online webzine The American Thinker.
When you tend to evaluate somebody on issues of concern, sometimes, especially when there is such a short record, a pro-Israel record that's almost identical to probably 97 to 99 senators in the Senate, by the way, you tend to look at other factors beyond just the voting record.
Such as the backing Obama received Sunday from Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's called Judaism a gutter religion. Asked at last night's debate about Farrakhan's support, Obama rejected it.
I think I am very familiar with his record, as are the American people. That's why I have consistently denounced it. This is not something new. This is something that I live in Chicago. He lives in Chicago. I've been very clear in terms of me believing that what he has said is reprehensible and inappropriate, and I have consistently distancing myself from him.
And should doubts still linger about his support for Israel, Obama then went on to call Israel's security sacrosanct and added that the U.S. should have a special relationship with Israel, just as he said he does with the Jewish community. But he's also made an effort to set the record straight with members of that community. On Sunday, Obama met privately with about 100 Jewish leaders in Cleveland to reassure them he is indeed on their side. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.